The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond.
That was just a yell. That wasn't a yell. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Beyond, episode 229. I am one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the PlayStation powerhouse, Ryan Clements.
Fuswoja!
Wow, okay. And the Dark Knight of News, Andrew Goldfarb.
I'm back.
You were demanded. There was a lot of demand for you, actually.
I don't think that's true.
I can show you the emails when we leave the room.
Wow.
I can show you some other things when we leave the room.
All right, man.
Colin Moriarty still knee-deep in the Mass Effect 3, if you haven't put it together. That's where he was last week when the review in progress started here on IGN. And he's still doing that. He cannot get away. Clements is just tossing around
playing with
coffee
cups.
Now he's got cups for hands.
I got cup hands.
This is one of the longest running editors at IGN.
I'm in a really good mood right now. Why are you in such a good mood right now? I don't know. I got some fun plans for the evening.
All right.
I'm gonna do my cup hand impression.
Can I still get a ride home, or is your fun plans screw up my ride home?
No, you can get a ride home.
All right, good.
Yeah,
can I get a ride home?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I don't mean to make it about me.
Right.
But I'm celebrating 5 years at IGN today. So I'm
no way.
Uh huh.
Are you? Why didn't you say anything?
There's a blog running.
Go to IGN.com. there's a blog post up there.
All right.
Anyways,
but
I'm kicking on my heels by ordering Pachis pizza, buffalo chicken pizza. I'm very excited to get that.
That sounds awesome. Are you sure you don't want to come out with us tonight, though?
Yeah, we went out last night for some fun, some drinks to blow off some steam, and I want to play some Unit 13. I got to get ready for that review next week.
Are they gonna make a five out of the chicken? For you.
I hope not. I like the chicken to be spread out even. I don't want like all these pieces without, you know, anyways. But this is the Podcast Beyond, number one PlayStation podcast on the internet, IGN's PlayStation podcast. We're happy to talk some PlayStation news. Let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Sorry, I tripped up there. This is another one, ladies and gentlemen, where we're recording the show at the end of the day.
End of the day.
And as everybody now knows, I host this show called Up at Noon that airs on Mondays. You should please go watch it on YouTube because nobody is.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. We actually have good numbers. Yeah. But I could use some more. You should go subscribe to Start. It's youtube.com/start. Subscribe to that. And then you can click on the Up at Noon playlist and subscribe to that too. But anyways, I do that show where me and Brian Altano act like a moron. And then I'm tired the rest of the day.
Fun. The two of you act like one moron.
Yeah, exactly.
Greg, you remember when you said that you started off the show with just a straight up scream?
Yeah, yawned.
That reminds me of when we were walking across the street just to get coffee in the morning, and you literally just screamed at me.
Me and Ryan,
for no reason
Ryan
whatsoever.
Ryan and I got in early the other day to do just work. Oh, it wasn't even that early, but we got into work, and then we're like, oh, let's go get a bagel and some coffee. And I'm like, oh, all right. And we like standing on the street in front of our building, like our other normal coworkers walking in. And I forget, what did I even say? I said something like, we're getting coffee. Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm inches away from his ear. He's just staring across the street. And this is, imagine it in any context to somebody who isn't on the editorial team or doesn't know us super well. I am his boss just screaming gibberish in his ear on the street. Like our, you know, whatever freaking Roy's title is. He's just walking in. He sees these two people, two of the longest running editors on editorial, just screaming. One of them just screaming.
Screaming at me.
Nonsense.
Greg did the classic thing where his eyes kind of went up as he was screaming. Yeah. It was great. Oh, just priceless.
That's how I want you to remember me when I'm gone.
Yeah, with okay. your eyes. Just
eyes up.
Eyes up.
they always called him Eyes Up Greg.
Eyes up.
Man,
Miller.
We haven't made much progress in the Roper Report.
No, well,
that,
at least.
That was story number one.
Dark Knight of News, what?
Yes.
Well, how many stories do you have on the Roper Report?
I have, let's say, 7, I think it is.
GameScoop fans will be happy to know that Goldfarb is doing the Roper Report in the Damon style of just printing off every article that he wants to talk about in wasting paper.
I also just only printed out my articles from
You news so. Most of it. I'll try to pick, the few things that, if that's the case, then let's try to run through some stuff I've done. Okay. Next week, PlayStation Vita conference in Japan,
mm-hmm.
where they are going to announce new PlayStation Vita games
yes.
and some details. Hopefully we get release dates for stuff like Warrior's Lair. We get some new titles to keep ourselves excited. Other piece of news, I don't know if you did this one. I can't remember who did. Gravity Rush now yes. has a release date, June.
Release date.
Yeah, that's coming mm-hmm. up fast.
Great. Now it's only 6, Greg.
Oh, damn it. It was one of yours? Well, yeah. What's the real date? Because I was kind of composing at the keyboard on that one.
Oh, man. Yes.
Printing from IGN is terrible.
Yes, what is up with that?
Yeah, this looks...
site's been around like 3 decades.
All right, so Gravity Rush release date is June 12th in North America and June 13th in Europe.
June 13th. All right, that's good
June
news.
June 12th. I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah.
I was enjoying
it's
though.
It's starting to drive me a little crazy.
Is it? No, I love it. Yeah. Please keep
it's
doing
more
it.
Than, it's more than noise of the cups bouncing around.
I'm so glad that didn't go into your coffee. Oh, man.
Trust me, it would have been the worst thing I've had tossed in my coffee.
Yeah.
Well, you drank it out of that gross mug I gave you earlier.
I poured it out of that mug. Goldfarb texts me that he's going to do something. I'm like, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm at the coffee place. I'm like, get me a cup of coffee. And he's like, oh, I'm not getting back in line. I'll make you a cup when I get there.
David and I were already through the line, had already ordered, and I told him he texted me, and he was like, no, screw that.
I don't like that you guys go on little adventures and you don't let me know where you're going.
I'm sorry, you can come anytime.
I don't like to buy lunch often, but I do enjoy to buy coffee from Myers.
I invite you to lunch every day.
You do, and I always have a sandwich for Charles.
Yep,
I got a Charles to take care of, right?
Yeah, that's true. I did it once for him, I know. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so story number
two, three, four.
I don't know what number we're on. Okay, so Stan Lee announced that you'll be able to play as him in The Amazing Spider-Man.
What are the details on this being in The Amazing Spider-Man? If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, The Amazing Spider-Man game is, of course, tied into the movie. It's a prequel to the movie. You're playing through. It's an open world New York again from Beanox, the folks who did Shattered Dimensions and Edge of Time. And so it's exciting. Clements has now put two cups together with a pen. He's got a
look at this like a gladiator staff. That
rather than contribute his overwhelming Spider-Man knowledge to us,
that's why I'm doing this.
I know we're giving it. Yeah. Anyways, what's the details on this? Is it a costume?
So no, I mean nobody knows. Basically, these people from a British blog,
these people
called, wait for it, Addicted to Fiction, were interviewing Stan Lee, and they were like, "Oh, have you ever played Marvel vs. Capcom?" And he was like, "Nope." And then there was an awkward silence, and they were like, oh, it'd be great if you were a character in that game. And he said, well, I'm a character in The Amazing Spider-Man.
And he said
it.
Playable?
Yep.
See, there's a lot of holes in this. Stan Lee, with all due respect, great guy.
No,
he doesn't know a freaking playable character from a non-playable character.
This is true. There's like a PR, like a handler next to him, and he's like, oh, you've got the scoop now. So like, I think it's real.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll see.
Did they sound like, was this an audio interview? Could you?
His PR handler was 75 years old.
Looks like he's you've also a ghost. Got
oh, Sonny, you got a scoop now. I think I have some.
The guy doing the interview had rainbow hair. It's a great video. Right. IGN.com.
IGN.com.
What do you got next? What's next? You ran out of steam there. You got something else coming up.
Robert Griffin III.
Oh, yeah, NCAA.
Yeah, NCAA 13, cover athlete. Yep. We talked to him earlier this week. He loves Mass Effect.
He's not from Mizzou, so I don't care. He's That's Baylor, true. Actually, isn't he?
Yes. And there's also going to be 8 other players. So, like, basically... They released this cover. It's him.
They're doing
and then there's like a silhouette. And like basically there's eight players on Facebook. You'll be able to vote who else is going in.
Lame. Not one Mizzou person.
It's true.
Not a fan of that.
Yep.
Oh wait, these are like classic people.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see. Now I'm catching up. Sorry, I didn't have a chance to read this one. And I'm a big NCAA fan.
Yeah.
So don't be on my face about it.
I'm on your face.
But you know, yeah. Baylor, you know what they're known for, right? Clements? Being in the Big 12.
Oh shit. What did I do?
You clicked the button. Did you stop it?
No, I didn't. No, we're still going. We're good.
So anyways, back to what Baylor's known for. Being in the Big 12, not being as good as Mizzou.
What's Baylor?
And then their basketball team shooting each other in the head.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, that's right. Baylor basketball, don't forget.
It's like a dark turn.
Baylor basketball, don't forget.
What happened?
Never forget.
One of the players shot the other player in the head.
Oh my gosh.
Buried his body in the field. That's like, Baylor for you. Like, that's the quality of the Big 12 education. Like, and that's why the University of Missouri is going to the SEC.
Is this
Go Tigers?
Was that's it the like cover of the game.
Murder? Like,
yeah, it was murder. It was murder.
Jeez.
This is years ago. I'm just trust me, you can bring up horrible things about any university.
How would it not be murder? What else would it be other than murder?
Well, for
accident.
I was afraid maybe I was missing some sort of sports reference, like he shot the guy in the head with the ball, like he threw it at his head.
Wow. I don't think that would be notable.
All right, well.
I love you.
We love you, too.
I love you, too.
But
this is one of my favorite stories of the week. Sniper Elite V2 has, if you pre-order the game, you're going to get DLC that lets you kill Hitler. And so this is, it's a World War II game about snipers. It takes place at the end of World War II. If you pre-order the game, you can end World War II. And I guess if you don't pre-order, then you can't kill
Hitler. Yeah, that's a weird one.
It's a really weird. That's like might be the weirdest pre-order.
You had a bunch of theories about this the day it came out, right?
Right. So I think that you're not going to kill Hitler. I think no matter what, you'll fail. Like, I'm guessing this will be at the beginning of the game, and you'll try and kill
him. But then why would you sell it as you're going to get to kill Hitler?
I don't know, man. It's really weird. It just like, so it's going to be once you kill Hitler, the war is over. So it can't be at the beginning of the game. So it's like, you're going to play through the whole game and then get to your DLC. And then you
maybe
end
it's
the war?
A dream, you know?
That's weird.
I don't know. It's kind of like a crap.
I really do.
Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, that's true.
I watched that movie the whole time and I knew nothing about it. I walked in, I was watching that movie the whole time. I'm like, this is fun, but you know, it sucks that they're not going to kill Hitler. And then they fucking kill Hitler. I was like, this is awesome.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Too bad. You missed your window on that one, ladies and gentlemen.
It's only been like a year.
Longer than that.
It's been like two or three.
It hasn't been 3 years.
It's been like 25 years.
Bastards. It's haven't been
that movie came out
years.
During World War II.
It's been like 25 years.
All right, let's insert some more historical stuff.
Yeah.
What's the other? What's the biggest news story of IGN's history this year, today, this month? March story.
The biggest is it March?
It's March 1st today.
Oh my God! I thought it was February 29th all day. I dated my rent check February 29th today.
Oh, that's man.
I made a huge mistake.
You just
mistake.
Leaped your house.
I did. I leaped myself. Okay, Assassin's Creed 3, American Revolution.
Yes.
And I remember you guys, I don't know if it was GameScoop or Beyond, but I remember when I was a fan of IGN listening to you guys theorize about this.
Yeah. We did a bunch of theories on podcasts, and then we've done an article where people said where we wanted to go. And I shouldn't say it was just me. I pushed hard for American Revolution, so did Colin, obviously. So this is super exciting. I'm really excited because I was so burned out. I didn't finish Revelations.
No.
It was just like, ugh,
I only made it,
crap.
Like, I played the terrible cart chase like 300 times, died every time, finally made it to Tower Defense, saw that it was Tower Defense, and quit the game.
Yeah, that's so I got like, right past Tower Defense, and I was like, fuck this.
I didn't even beat it. I was just like, oh, I don't want to
play this. I did the two sequences, and I was just like, no, I can't do this.
But I should say that Assassin's Creed 1, I loved and defended when people didn't like it, and 2 was like
two
my
was
game
phenomenal.
Of the year. Yeah,
2 was awesome.
That year was amazing.
Now,
so
here's my question. As the dude that still hasn't gone through either Assassin's Creed 1 or 2 and then just straight gave up with all the other sequels and spinoffs and shit, do you think I'm going to be able to play this game?
Yes.
I don't think you will, if that's what you mean. You could. Yeah, I don't think you'd miss that much story. You know, you're an assassin.
Yeah, I will now. I think maybe we should make a bet out of this.
Go, sure, whatever. You want a pizza on the line? You want some blue moons on the line? What do you want?
Let's make it. Let's raise the stakes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
$500,000.
The normal. That's a good incremental raise. Over what
a pizza? No. $500,000. Let's do.
And what? I guess we have to define then what it means.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
I
Ryan Clements will play Assassin's Creed 3. He says yes, you say no.
Well, what does that mean? So is that count if he plays it for
beat
15
it.
Minutes?
We'll beat Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
going to platinum. He's going to platinum Assassin's
I'm
Creed
I'm definitely 3. Not going to platinum it. Yeah. I just think that I might play it. That's all I'm saying.
So I will say that just from the image, just from what we've seen.
Yeah.
Sorry. By the way, that's the story. So there's an image. We saw the box art.
Yeah, we've seen
today.
The box art. It's an assassin.
Yeah, it's an assassin. We know it's not Ezio or Altair because their story's done.
Yeah.
Revelations finishes their story. So it's a new dude, and he has like all these crazy Native American clothing pieces and weapons and stuff. He's a bow and arrow. He's a tomahawk shaped like the Assassin's Creed logo.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, totally. And there's some Game Informer. There's an ad running, the banner ad that looks like Washington with the assassin behind him. The cover of the game is him about to go to town on a red coat with the red coats clashing with the American revolutionaries behind him.
Yeah.
Looks awesome.
And
Damon put it best on Twitter today that this is the most excited I've been for a game without gameplay in a long time. And
100%.
I totally agree. Like, it's totally a refreshing take. Like I've said before, I only care about America, so it's exciting. Nah, I'm kidding. Your countries are cool too, but like I'm just too lazy to learn about other things.
Yeah, you're so depressed right now.
Oh, well, he's got a question this week, so he'll be all right.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited, and like
they said during the earnings call that this has been development for 3 years. So this is the team that did 1 and 2. That's amazing. Yeah, like that means like whatever filth was in Brotherhood and Revelations, that's not entering this. It's going to be back to the roots of the franchise. I'm pretty excited.
Totally.
And if you're excited, tune into IGN at 8:30 a.m. on Monday for a live stream of the first trailer.
The first trailer, and then they're like, it'll be like one of our rerun theaters live where we stop it and go through it. Kind of like what Colin and I did with GTA 5, where we just sat there like a bunch of goons going over and over.
Like a bunch of goons.
That's a bunch of goons.
Can't wait to eat my pizza that we didn't bet on.
Oh, did I interrupt the bet? I'm sorry. Finish your bet.
No, we didn't at all. It's more important to talk about
show. No,
because
it's a bet that'll never, there's no way to win that.
Okay.
There is. I mean, I play the game.
You're going to play it for 15 minutes, and then you'll say, oh, I did play it.
I'll play for longer than 15 minutes.
How long?
2 hours at least.
It's still a low number.
You like, got to do like 6 hours.
There you go. Yeah, I definitely don't think you can put 5 hours into that game.
All right.
And I'm going to have Mike Pereira sit there and watch.
Handshake.
We're handshaking right now, live on the air. Well, I guess nothing. There you go. It's been done.
Oh, wow. That was a firm grip.
He's got a good handshake.
Yeah,
well, there's a lot
good.
Of hate behind me and Clements.
A lot of hate?
Yeah.
I don't know about
five years of built-up tension of just wanting to murder
Maybe
each other.
Maybe on your side.
Well, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I'm usually pretty happy-go-lucky. And then every time I come over, I'm like, hey, Greg, isn't it a great day? What?
That was a good Greg. That was spot on.
you two are the guys I bite the faces off the most in the morning. So, yeah.
So, every morning I'm at my desk and Greg comes in and I'm like, good morning, Greg. Like, all chipper. And he just rolls his eyes and keeps walking.
I don't roll my eyes. It's just usually something has already shat the bed.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, today I'm all excited to come into work. Oh, well, the UK journey reviews are all live. Ours aren't.
Yeah, we can talk about that today, too.
Yeah, and so that happens. And then we lost a bit for Up at Noon. And, oh, the guest for Up at Noon doesn't have a voice. Like, well, motherfucker, I'm not even sitting down yet and everything's falling apart.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's talk about that. Journey.
Yeah,
it's not really.
What's our topic of the week? By the way?
We decided we didn't have one, but Journey could be it. But
we're still in the middle of the Roper Report.
Should we come back to Journey?
No, it's conversational. All right. This is a conversational podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been doing it for quite a while.
When things come up, we get down on them.
Let's get
down. That's a good slogan. I like that one.
When things come up, we get down.
When things.
I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm going to the trademark office right now.
Is there an office just for trademarks?
I think it's the patent. Office?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Somebody is rolling their eyes at me right now.
Oh, who cares?
Whatever. Shut up, Obama. Fix the country. Don't worry about this podcast.
He doesn't listen to podcasts.
How awesome would that be?
If Obama listened to Beyond?
Yeah. Oh, man. I often wonder who is the most famous person or the most important person who listens to this.
Shuhei Yoshida.
You think? Yes. Well, for I guess importance, probably, sure. He runs a major company. But what a famous...
Shuhei Yoshida.
All right.
Well,
I'm just saying, right now, Seth Green's somewhere pounding on his Impala dashboard, going, "I'm more famous."
Hey, if you are a famous person listening to Podcast Beyond, write to beyond@ign.com and tell us
all the Rick James emails about to come in.
I'm Tom Cruise, and I listen to Beyond. Another spot on impression. It's like Jason Ocampo all over again.
Oh, I miss Jason.
Anyway, so Journey, I reviewed this morning. I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
There is a review and a video review. Honestly, I would not. I'm very proud of how the video review turned out, but if you are going to play Journey, don't watch the video review because I think that it's just way better to go into that game not seeing anything and just seeing it for yourself for the first time.
In a non bad way, Journey's short.
Journey is very short.
It's a contained experience that I think you're supposed to beat in one sitting.
Yes, you are.
And then come back and replay.
Totally.
So if you watch the video review, you're spoiling. Because here's. I'm going to completely. Fuck what Ryan's saying. I'm taking over pretty much.
Yeah.
You're all excited.
Greg. You go for it, boy.
I started Journey at home. Clements had already beaten it. And I started it, and it was the beta portion that we all played in the betas and demos and stuff. So I started texting and just giving Clements a hard time already about it and just being, you know, a negative Nancy to be a negative Nancy.
Because he likes
Nancy.
Making me feel bad about myself. Yeah.
And so I did this for a good 20 minutes, and then the game started to get to the new stuff that I hadn't seen, and I just went radio silent until I beat it. Because it was so, like, every corner was like, oh, my God, what's going to look like next? And, oh, geez. So that's my story. Back to you.
All right, excellent. I mean, yeah, it's totally that. It is that the game is short. You don't – any scene you see from that game early, it's going to spoil a huge visual surprise for you. So I said in the review, Journey is probably the most beautiful game I've ever played.
Yeah, when I was walking by your desk, it's like unreal.
I mean, it's unfathomable.
It makes the desert scene in Uncharted 3 look like garbage. I threw away that game. Like, I wrote to Naughty Dog. I was like, I'm sorry, guys, you're done.
You guys are done. You're finished.
You put the revolver to your head and blew the memory away.
So, but,
Persona style. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Baylor style.
It's it really is a beautiful game, and obviously Uncharted has photorealism going for it. Journey is more about everything is so just beautifully colored, and it just looks so
You talk
gorgeous.
About in your review being like a painting.
Every scene is a painting.
Yeah, yeah.
And so... And by the end of it, I just said to myself, I mean, this is just unbelievable. And so, and I'm not the only one. I mean, most other outlets, our colleagues in the gaming industry have agreed. And in fact, some have even given it a higher score than I have.
Keza from IGN UK called it the best video game she has ever played.
Yes. That was a gut reaction, though. She said she wanted to stew on it
for a while.
No,
she said on
to
Twitter
To her credit,
today.
She's only played like four games.
Right. Yeah, that's true. She's but, played that
it was this
and,
Luigi's Mansion
and Pokemon Amy. Snap anyway, it's something that I think everyone should play. It when you think about it, I know a lot of people are turned off by the fact that it's only 2 hours or less if you're really just running straight to the finish and you don't kind of look around a little bit. And I understand that it's going to be $15. It comes out middle of March, so a couple weeks from now, or like 2 weeks from now. So, yeah, $15 is a lot for a two-hour game, but then we think about how much money we spend on a movie, which I can guarantee you this is going to be better than any, you know, movie you can go watch. And because it's also, it is repeatable. Yeah. I think there's worth, I beat it, and then like 1 to 2 days later went back and played and beat the entire thing again, and I was still like just completely enthralled the whole time.
If I may do a trophy tip.
Trophy tip.
Just the tip. I was looking for you to say tip. Just the tip. You're not a real Beyond fan.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. I remember there's whispering. I'm sorry.
I beat the game and I got one bronze trophy throughout my first playthrough. So fuck Journey for trophies. Unless you want to come back. You know, I mean,
that's the thing though, is that the trophies are really interesting. Like you go out of your way a little bit, but they're totally doable and they're fun. Like they're cool. Like just like Flower. Like one of the trophies is to, you know, just don't play for a week and come back and play it a week later. You get a trophy for that. You know, it's fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
Also, for those of you that don't know, I didn't even really explain what this game is. By the way, it's basically you are controlling this cloaked figure, and right at the start of the game, you see him. Really, real fucking classy. You see, as a cloaked traveler, you see a mountain in the distance right at the beginning of the game within the first 30 seconds. And
your goal
is just to get to the top of that mountain for one reason or another. But one of the interesting things about the game is that it seamlessly, and when I say seamlessly, I really do mean it, without any interface whatsoever, connects you with other people as you travel.
When I heard you say that, that was like the thing that blew me away about this game. That
so
is brilliant.
You know, it really is true. Like I was blown away when I was playing it. There's video of me playing it, and I'm just running along, and then all of a sudden, like in the distance, I see like another cloaked figure just like running in front of me. There was no menu. It didn't say connecting, you know, or like, you know, matchmaking. It just does it, and then you see that person, and you guys can travel together the entire game if you want. You can look at each other for a while, chirp back and forth, and then run in different directions. I mean, it's whatever you want. Yeah. It's very fascinating. But I ended up, the person that I was playing with, that we our paths crossed, we ended up beating the whole game together. It was pretty fantastic.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. It makes me think of at E3, maybe I'm wrong, but at E3, wasn't there someone dressed up like the character?
Yeah, no, there was a Journey cosplayer thing that Sony has.
Nice.
Walking around the booth.
Yeah, yeah.
I said hi a couple times.
She can't shirt back. Yeah.
Was it a girl?
I guess.
Oh.
Or a small
girly
man.
Shoes. Yeah, girly shoes on. So I think okay. So.
Well, I mean,
I didn't lift up the skirt or the scarf.
Oh, I did.
Results inconclusive still. All right, what else is on the Rogue Report?
Okay, BioShock Infinite on PS3 will include a copy of the original BioShock.
That's good news. BioShock, remember, BioShock 1 came really late to the PS3, so a lot of people missed it.
Yeah, and it's also an amazing game. Probably my favorite game of this generation.
Yeah, now it's a chance to get that and you can double down and get some trophies.
Yeah, and BioShock 2 is terrible and unnecessary, so you don't have to worry about it.
There you go.
Just like BioShock Infinite.
Oh my god,
I'm just kidding.
Just kidding, it looks amazing. I'm joking.
Wait a second. BioShock Infinite's release date was announced. It's the 16th, right?
It's the
October?
October 16th.
Yeah, October 16th, North America, October 19th, International.
And so then that means I have like 2 weeks until Assassin's Creed comes out.
Yep.
Whew.
And
they both have cool American themes.
And by then you're probably gonna be playing Diablo 3.
Wolfpack. Wolfpack on Diablo 3. Get some trophies up on my PS3.
Yeah, that's right. That'll happen for sure.
Get the Guild Wars on there. That one's coming too.
Yeah, and don't forget Resident Evil 6.
Nope, I forgot that, and we'll not play that.
We'll not play that.
We'll not play that.
I'm not going to make a bet on that one. I will never play Resident Evil 6.
I will
ever.
Put it in, I'm sure, and try it, and it, I will I be would like, rather... this is still... Now you're getting mean.
What?
I know what you're about to say. It's going to be mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
I was going to make something up really vulgar, like, you know.
Now I'm disappointed that we missed it.
Yeah, it's probably wasn't podcast appropriate.
All right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's don't get me wrong, I understand why people like Resident Evils, but I've tried and tried and tried, and I love zombies, and I just can't do it. Like, that game, the mechanics of it, and the menus, and the tank controls, and the way he turns, I cannot do Resident Evils. Enjoy them.
The way you make me feel.
The way you make me feel.
It really turns me on.
It really turns me on.
That was a bad harmony.
I thought it was fun.
Off my feet.
I thought it was fun. That was great.
Good. That was a good one.
Musical interlude. All right.
Well, this has been Podcast Beyond.
Okay, two more real quick. Silent Hill got a bunch of dumb release dates.
they did get a bunch. They all of a sudden were just
they
like,
sent
here's
them in
everything.
One email, yeah. So, Downpour is coming on March 13th. The HD collection on the 20th. And then Book of Memories and the Vita for the 27th.
Raymond writes into beyond@IGN.com, just like you can, fans, and says, many Silent Hill fans are pissed off about the upcoming Silent Hill Book of Memories for Vita. After watch videos of it, I'm like, are fucking kidding me? I don't want a Silent Hill Diablo game. What do you guys think of the new gameplay of Book of Memories? Also, which poor bastard from you guys gets to review it? Raymond.
Let's get that guy on staff.
Man, Raymond, you're kind of mad about it. I don't even know if we've played it, have we? Oh no, Steven did.
Yeah.
And he came away not blown away, if I think that's correct.
Yeah, it looks fine.
Exactly.
That's like you were talking about Resident Evil. I'm very bored of Silent Hill. I have no interest in that franchise.
So probably Steven or Anthony. Both of them are big Silent Hill fans, so it seems to make sense for them.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about it. I don't care. You can do whatever. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? You're bored with the games, Andrew. So why not try to shake it up? Why not try to do something different in Vita?
I'm mad about it.
Yeah, well, okay, well.
Raymond and I are on the same page.
Are you now? Do you use the same language? Same colorful language?
We did. All right, this will be the last one, I guess.
Last story.
Where's the headline? Oh, there it is. God of War PSP developer prepping next-gen game. So Ready at Dawn has a listing on their website. They're working on a home console game for a next-gen console. We know what it is, but could be cool. I mean, so they did the two God of War games on PSP, and they did Daxter. And other than that, they did the port of Okami for Wii.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's the one that IGN got their logo
watermark.
On.
Yep.
our watermark was on the thing. That's fine.
Yeah. Capcom's brilliant history of editing.
Let's
their
boxes. See what we forgot. PSN Gamer's Choice Award.
Keep it going. I like it.
I don't know what this is.
It's the Silent Hill theme.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to get it ready for when we were talking about it. But
you almost got there. You're only like a minute and a half, 3 minutes late. You're fine. PSN Gamer's Choice Awards started again. You can go to the PSN and vote for your favorite games of the last year, and you'll get a discount on them if they win. And you get free themes and stuff, too. IGN put up, me and Clements put up an article saying which ones you should vote for. We went out stumping for the campaign trail. So go to ps3.ign.com and look at that.
Oh, and also, just like the Ready at Dawn story, Bethesda also did the same thing. They have a job listing that says next-gen consoles. I mean, we're going to start seeing... I'm going to write this story every day about every company, probably, from this point forward.
Well, that sounds like a fun job.
Yeah. It is, Greg. I guess it's Fallout 4, I'm going to say.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I hope they... like. Man, can you imagine if PS4 or 360 or whatever, 720 launched with the Fallout 4?
That'd be Durango, amazing. You mean.
Durango. Let's name it after a bunch of freaking cars. Great idea, guys. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay.
There's probably some other stuff we're forgetting. Colin Moriarty's rolling over in his grave.
No, I think he's about
Colin's
to roll over for
dead.
The next part. No, he's dead. Andrew, if I wanted to buy new games from the mom and pop shop, where would I go to find out what came out this week?
The official list of upcoming software from all three platforms by the IGN editors.
That was really good. That was very close.
I was a loyal Podcast Beyond fan for a long time.
I know you were. And then you met us and you're like, why am I listening to these morons?
Exactly. It's weird. Like, so if in case anyone's ever wondering.
You are a child.
It is weird, yeah.
Clements now has the cup that was on his hand, that was on the cup phone.
What does it sound like now?
It sounds like you're doing a weird voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was,
it was on his microphone.
A disappointing stunt. For anyone who listens to the podcast and wants to know what it's like when you work here, it's the same. You sit in the office and listen to all these people talk, and then you don't want to listen to the podcast anymore.
Oh. Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's not a knock.
I love you all.
I used to listen to every podcast.
Yep.
You know, I guess I actually listened to more podcasts once I started working here. But once we got rid of the train, once I stopped barting to Brisbane, I stopped listening.
I only listened to 3 episodes of Beyond before I actually joined the staff.
Well, that's because there were only 3 episodes.
That's what I'm saying, That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, anybody know what the hell came out this week? We didn't print this off.
Killzone, isn't this the week that Killzone 3 multiplayer
Is it downloadable? What store games came out this week? Nothing for Vita. No Vita games to buy in the store. No PSP.
When did the SSX come out? Was that last week?
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, so is SSX.
That came out this week.
Yeah,
SSX. I guess I could look at the drop from Ray Gutierrez real quick. You can go do some digital stuff. Go do some.
All right.
Oh, let the beat drop.
Oh, shit.
Man,
that was Goldie.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
We got to get Goldie back on when we sing songs.
All right.
On the PlayStation Network this week, we had a lot of fucking downloadable content, actually. We had some Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 stuff, and that's what... Why did it start with Vita shit? I guess they start their things with Vita shit. This is just weird. I don't remember this.
Afternoon shows are funny.
Yeah.
LOL.
No.
What? I'm just saying.
You know, anyway, by the way, recently, a very quick story.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter what I was saying, Gold
that,
Farm.
That's true.
You were kind of boring me. Oh, Gravity Rush has a release date.
We already said that.
Did we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Talked about it at
length. I'm sorry. I'm tired.
Man, those afternoon shows are funny, huh, Greg?
They are.
I forgot my funny story.
This is getting off the rails.
All right, let's go back. I'm going to start over again. Okay.
Okay.
So there was a lot of content on the PlayStation Network this week, including a lot of stuff for the Vita, like Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 DLC, a bunch of game demos, and a app for Foursquare. So now all you Foursquare addicts can do that on your Vita. Anyway, PSN games, going back to the PS3 stuff. As Goldfarb said, we had Killzone 3 multiplayer. We had Medieval Moves, Deadman's Quest, the full version of that game, as well as the full version of Deus Ex Human Revolution, now available for download. Let me flip through these papers, because there is a lot of shit that I printed out. Oh yeah, and a bunch of Final Fantasy 13-2 DLC came out, including Saz Heads or Tails story-related DLC.
I'll be playing that tonight.
New outfits for Sarah and Noel.
Sarah.
The Sarah one's a swimsuit. It's weird. It's creepy.
It's not weird. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
She's cute, whatever. Yeah. She's fine.
She's fine.
PS2 Classic, you can play Primal. So if you want to do that, that's there. Anybody want to play Primal?
Mm-mm.
And then last but not least, we have 2 minis for this week.
Yeah, all right, my favorites.
We had first, for the low price of $6.49, you have Ducati Challenge.
Oh, my God.
And Trailblazer for $2.99.
All right.
Nice and cheap for Trailblazer.
Remember that. Put a pin in that.
Okay.
Here's the story on retail games this week. SSX came out for PS3.
Cool.
Binary Domain. Hyper Dementia Neptunia Mark II.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat the Complete Edition. Collection.
Is complete edition. Is complete spelled with a K?
It is. All
right.
That's their shtick.
That's embarrassing.
Is it?
Another misprint on the box art this week.
Since we're phoning in this episode, and nobody's
are we?
It
I really
anymore.
Tried it.
No.
I was really trying, man.
We've garbage.
I was in such
up.
A good mood.
You Goldfarb fucked it up the most. No. Oh, here we go. No. So anyways, remember, I keep forgetting, I think, to promote it on the show. So this is a chance. You just did some mini descriptions.
Yeah.
Minis, which are always our favorite part of the show.
Right.
One of our best descriptions of all time is on the Podcast Beyond app. We have a new Podcast Beyond app that M-Dog Mitchell made, Mitchell
right.
Morgan.
Yes.
People remember we had the old Vampire Strike app.
Right.
It was a soundboard. We have a new soundboard updated. So I want to play the Orbit description part of that soundboard.
Okay,
great. This is a free app. You should download it. But anyways, here's the Orbit description.
Here we go.
It's awesome, too, because it's the space program, capitalized space M program, is in peril now that there's no money anywhere in the world.
There you go. So that's some of the, that's when we're not super tired.
It's also a dead Game Over Greggy app that exists.
Yeah. There's a bunch of dumb apps that don't make any sense. We have a boards app. There's an IGN boards app.
I spend money on that thing. Yeah. I don't know if that's official or something.
It doesn't look official. No.
It was cool. That's how I used to look at the boards.
Oh, neat.
I still want to read the Hungry Giraffe description, you guys, at some point.
Okay.
The Legion of Beyond, I call upon you. Please print up the description for the mini Hungry Giraffe and send an email it to beyond@ign.com so I can share it with the rest of the Beyond
You're
listeners.
Pretty lazy.
Yeah.
You got a PlayStation 3 at your desk. You can take a photo of the Hungry Giraffe description anytime you want it.
Why don't you do it?
It's making these kids... I don't want to help you.
Did you ruin all of those cups? What if people wanted those?
They were probably dirty anyway.
Whatever. Oh my god.
Such awkward attention.
We are all of our rockers today, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
Oh, I didn't say it in the beginning of the episode. Oh! We have more interviews with tester people kicked off.
Oh, thank goodness.
Shut up. These are actually interesting. The tester's good this season, not just because I'm on it, which I am. My episode's coming up quick. Everybody get ready. But somebody, I guess in the beginning of the show, I've been saying lately, oh, we have the tester interview with X person kicked off. And then we got an email from a kid saying, please stop doing that because I don't watch the show. I listen to your show before I end up watching the show. So you ruin who gets voted off.
That kid also hasn't seen Inglourious Bastards. He's so pissed right now.
So I'm not going to ruin who we may or may not be about to talk to. So this is your one chance to get out before I ruin it. All right. You're still here? Good. So here's an interview with J-Tight and Ninja. They both got voted off the tester season 3, episode 4.
Together?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, I guess you get voted off by the judges. That Brent Gokey. He'll just throw you off. He doesn't care. Mm. All right? Mm. You're in this interview too, Clements.
I know. Let's go talk to him.
All right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with another two losers from the tester season 3, Clements. I tell you. Woo! One day we'll get to the winner of this show.
We will.
J-Tight, how are you?
J-Tight, I'm doing good. I'm good.
Ninja, how are you?
Yo, what's good, baby? Ninja in the house.
All right, good. You both sound good having your dreams crushed on international PlayStation Network television last Tuesday. So walk me through. J-Tight, you're eliminated. Obviously, you feel pretty bad. You give your little speech, you leave. Ninja, did you think you were in the clear?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought I was like, hey, he can't possibly get rid of me at this point. I was on the winning team. You know, everything was comfortable. And then 180. Bow. Just hit me like a Mack truck, man.
Is that harder? Do you think that was harder than what J-Tight went through? I mean, because it's like a Band-Aid. You want it right off, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if he would have just gave me the mask and tape and slipped off on my hairs right then and there, I would have been like, oh, that thing's kind of sort of, shit, let me just get home now and do a little, you know, suturing and all that crazy stuff. He decided to give me the soldering iron and sodom me, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
So now, J-Tight, walk me through your personal pain, your personal anguish. You had the chance to have immunity. You could have beat Sky Diddy and had it all.
Yeah, okay, so basically that challenge right there, for me, it was more like, okay, I forgot that it was creativity, so my creativity went into the combat and the fight and everything like that, and not in character development. And for me, it was more like, I'm a fighter, I like fighting games. I can care less about character's background, like Ryu from Street Fighter. Love him. He cool as fuck. But his background is all over the place, you know what I'm saying? He be in so many games, crossover games, yeah. Everything like that, so it's like, what's his really background story? So I was just more focused on combat and making our moves down the pack, you know what I'm saying? So that way they'd be like, oh my God, this game is real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So did it hurt more that you didn't get the immunity? Because early in you could have not been eliminated this episode if you just would have won the match in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. So it hurt because I was like, damn, I was just thinking in my head when I asked for that second chance and everything like that. He was like, well, we at the point where we can't give second chances and everything like that. And I was just like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. I was just like, I really want to say, you know what I'm saying? I was just thinking, damn, this is my first time. We won last week. We won that, you know what I'm saying? Got to meet Nolan North. Then this week, I was like, okay, I need to come in and be a captain and everything like that. And a lot of people didn't like Zeus Kai and shit like that. So I'm cool with everybody in the house, so they made me captain. So I was like, okay, cool. I took the first challenge from Diddy, you know what I'm saying? He was feeling sad, but he told me his exact words, Jay, don't worry about it because I'm going to bring it in the next part. And I told him, well, do what you do. And, yeah. He did it.
You guys both were in the house for a while there. Is Zukai as big a bitch as she seems? Because, man, everybody hates her on that show.
Man, I gotta say, honestly, she really wasn't, but she was, like, I'm from New York, so we got that typical Dominicana style chick, you know?
Gotcha.
Every day around here, so I'm comfortable with that. But she was bumping heads with all the females in there automatically.
I mean, like, Christy Pryde looks like she's gonna kill her.
Oh, yeah, my wife, she's Latina, so I know how they get. So just her being loud and rambunctious, coming in trying to rule shit and everything like that, that I just feel like that's in her blood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel that. Like, I didn't have no problems with her and everything like that. She was cool. She was cool with me. I didn't have no problems and everything like that, you know?
Nice. So now, what is each of your trophy level?
Right now, my trophy level, I'm currently level 18.
Nice.
Right now. And I got a 34 platinums.
Nice. Woo! Wow, there you go. That's
my
a CJ type.
That is a large number of platinums.
Ninja, what do you bring to the table?
Yeah, I got level 19, 20%, 2958 trophies with 35 plaques.
Look at that. I love you guys. Yeah, I love it when you guys are the real fans. Not like this ego raptor doesn't even own a PS3. Doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
Hey,
can we talk about Ego Raptor?
Like, yeah, he was on last week, and a lot of people wrote into the show accusing him of being just stoned out of his mind because he wasn't making sense. He sounded like he'd been sleeping for 12 years.
Man, if he was, I sure wanted to know what he was on, because damn. You know what I'm saying? Why you hide that from me, bro? I just went from her, and you go hide that from me? That's messed up. Where's your secret stash before you go? Like, damn.
I mean, like, I feel that Ego Raptor, like, okay, real shit, I just feel, like I said in my blog, that he should have went home in the first episode because it would have saved him an embarrassing elimination in the third episode. I just feel that he was busting his ass running back and forth to get ammo and everything like that. And to really stay back and help somebody else shoot when only one person can really hold the slingshot, I mean, I feel that was kind of a waste. Illogical. And then Brent Gokey was like, it's over all, like, since he's been there, the whole thing. Well, I mean, how can you really say that when he didn't do shit in episode 2? You know what I'm saying? We didn't even get a chance to pull on the ice cream truck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was. I just feel like that kind of elimination, because he was so cocky in the first one, it was just like, you know, we're going to send him home. So big ups to Ego Raptor, though. He did his thing when he was on the show.
Yeah, for real, Ego. You straight
got
up.
Got a lot of hater fans.
Man, they cut out our 3-hour conversation. Hopefully we get a little extras on that, a little copy of that, because that was some deep-ass crazy debating on video game retrospectives and stuff, man. We got.
I would like to watch that. I would rather watch that than the challenges, I think.
I would like that as well.
Me too. That's what I'm saying.
Did you guys see the extras?
All right. Well, real quick, J-Titan Ninja, what are you guys up to now? Where can, if people want to see what's going on with you, what can they do?
Okay. Well, if you want to know where J-Titan is, you can follow me on Twitter, 2009MJ50. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, J-Titan Baby Tooth, and y'all know why.
Wait, is the y'all know why in your channel name as well?
You know why? I need to know why.
No, just my YouTube channel is J-Tie Baby Too. So if you want to subscribe to me and everything like that,
okay,
definitely go on YouTube, look me up.
You said it so like fluidly that I didn't know where the channel ended and your spirit began.
He got his own .coms now. It's .y.
Ninja, what are you up to?
Me, I'm just, chilling around, playing games, going back to school, trying to get my CIS and all types of computer science degrees and stuff so I could get back into the field.
Beautiful.
And work my way up to the top because, at the end of the day, I love me some Santa Monica, I love me some Sony, but at the end of the day, I want to go to Japan and work with Hideo Kojima. That's
oh, wow, that's okay, there you go.
That's
he could use some fresh ideas. Anyway, so it's been a pleasure having you both on. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. Can I nerd out right quick? You are so awesome. You're so awesome, Greg.
Oh,
I love when you did the review of the Vita. Maybe get one. Golden Abyss, baby.
Oh, my God. So good. I know. All right, cool. Well, you guys take care.
Take care, dudes.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Game over, baby. Holla. I'll hit you back.
Will do. Oh my God!
Woo! That was really good. I take it back. That was fascinating.
Yeah, those tester interviews, they're just that's what it's. I reached out to give Clements a pen, and he grabbed it with his hands through these cups. He looks like he's like the villain in Twilight Princess. Remember how the fingers that went all the way out and creeped you?
Oh fuck! What's that guy's name?
Fringe fingers. I think it was fringe.
That is fringe fingers. Yes. He looks like somebody who has like a horrible like hand injury. And
yes, that's also true. All right, let's do some questions before we get the hell out of here and ruin everybody's life. What Yay. Are you doing to the microphone now? All right. How long have we been podcasting for?
3 hours.
Well, yeah, 3 hours.
Oh, we don't know anymore. We don't know anymore.
I mean, the length of our interview plus the 35 minutes we have been recording.
Okay, so we're getting there. I don't want to do too many questions because I want to go home and eat pizza.
Okay.
That's a question that doesn't care. Oh, here. No, that's already covered that. Here we go. Andrew writes in to Ryan.
Hello.
Andrew Goldfarb writes into beyond@ign.com.
Hi, Andrew.
Talk to Ryan. Recently, Jack DeVries wrote an article about several issues plaguing the Kingdom Hearts franchise.
Mm.
Ryan, as a fellow fan, I was wondering if you agreed or disagreed with some of the points Jack made. Personally, I agree for the most part.
Mm. Excellent. I thought Jack DeVries' article was fine and brought up some very important things that I think Square Enix needs to address. I think one of the things that frustrates me most about that series is that, as Jack said, we kind of go to the same place over and over again and reenact the same things over and over again.
Yeah. And not to Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, and another thing is that, I mean, some of the things I don't really mind as much as Jack does. Like, for example, I'm kind of used to the crazy naming schematics that Japanese development studios often use. Though I agree that they're absolutely outrageous, like 358 over 2 days or 358 days over two. Yeah, that's what it was. Second one. Anyway.
Dukakum. You don't like that one either.
Oh, I love that one. But yeah, I mean, it's more about, I think that, as Jack said, it's not about the quality of the gameplay or the visuals or the music. I mean, I think all that stuff really does come together well. It's more, I think it's all about tightening it up, not being repetitive and kind of just, you know, driving it home. And, you know, I think Japanese developers often forget that simplicity is a very important element to be included in gaming.
Are you going to play the 3DS one?
I don't have a 3DS.
Are you going to borrow a 3DS and play the 3DS one?
I don't know.
Okay. I have one in my house, Humor.
Okay.
I made some calculated missteps. Put a lot of Colin questions on here. but I think I can answer M. Brandon Wall's
one. I
want
to answer all of them.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if Colin could talk about Mass Effect 3. Most importantly, how the trophies are set up. Rather, they suck or are along the same difficulty as Mass Effect 2.
So Destin already has, like, all of them.
Yeah.
So
they're pretty much the same as Mass Effect 2 from what I've seen. So,
okay. I know there's one for playing it on Insanity, and I'm sure it's like
beating it twice
ability.
Or importing someone once and beating it. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, use whatever.
I hope we're not breaking
adrenaline
bones,
rush 20 times.
I doubt it. Our good friend Yair.
Yay.
He writes in from Israel. I've heard a rumor that you cannot earn trophies unless you're the first one to use the game on the Vita. While I am not against online passes in general, since I usually buy my games new, this seems a little extreme. Furthermore, if this is indeed the case, how is it possible we haven't heard about this until now? 3 question marks. Anyway, keep up the awesome work. Yair, Israel. Well, Yair, we have talked about this before. Maybe not on the podcast. I won't lie to you. But I know it's come up for sure in the Vita wiki we have at vita.ign.com. Yes, this is true, ladies and gentlemen. If I take the Uncharted card and I put it into my Vita and I play and then I give it to Goldfarb's going to start it up and it's going to say, cool, you can play, but you're not going to earn any trophies on this. But what you can do, and this is it's a simple fix. We've tried it with Army Corps of Hell when we got it. If you're Goldfarb, you quit out of Uncharted and then you delete the installed data from the dashboard of your, you know, from the live area screen, and then pop the card out, pop the card back in, it'll reinstall, and then you'll start up as normal. It's a really weird workaround fix. It doesn't erase your save profile. This is the thing that you need to be cautious of. Where is the game saving? If the game's saving to your memory stick, then the stick's fine. Your saves are there. You're just wiping that portion of the card for some reason, wiping the fingerprint off it. But what happened is when more Vitas showed up, Stephen Hopper was doing Army Corps of Hell. Casey borrowed it. This happened. And I told him that this was the fix, but we weren't 100% sure, so let's try it. And we did it, and it all worked out. And when he gave it back to Hopper after, you know, wiping it or whatever, Hopper's save was still there. So it's a goofy workaround. I'm sure that what they're trying to make you do is that, yeah, you'd have to erase your saves, but that's not what it is now. But I don't want to say that is always going to be the case. And if it saves to the memory card, I think, or if it saves to the cartridge itself, that might fuck it up too.
Well, that's really interesting for used games too.
Yeah, because it's going to make people freak out in the beginning. Yeah. But, again, it'll be something hopefully you figure out real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. We should trade a cartridge after this and see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, Nathan is here. He wants to be hit of the week, and I think we should let him.
Okay.
Nathan
no,
says,
absolutely not.
I am looking to add some Vita owners on the PSN, specifically people with Superstardust Delta, so I have a few people to compare scores with. Could you read my PSN ID on Beyond? It is Nate, N-A-T-E, underscore wit, W-I-T-T, Nate, underscore wit. Also, I would like to know how my high score of 60 million holds up against the scores of the Beyond crew. Beyond.
In Stardust?
Yeah. On Delta. Have you been playing that one, or have you touched it?
Yeah, I've touched it. It's very different from the PS3 version in a lot of cool ways, so I haven't.
You're a big fan. You're awesome.
Yeah,
at the
PS3 version. I am really excited to play that a little bit, like to learn it like I did with the original Stardust.
So you don't have a score right now to really put up
my
there.
Score is really low. It's the score that I have posted is the first time I played Delta,
gotcha.
Just messing around with it.
And then Goldfarb, you've been playing a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, I'm terrible. My score is like 8 or 9 million, I think.
Yeah, I played it like Stardust has never been my thing. I understand why people like it, but Luminous is much more my music was up.
I love Luminous so much, and I'm so bad at it, but I keep playing.
Yeah.
I'm at 112,000, I think.
No. You'll be alright. Yeah. Yeah, so no, we have nothing good to tell you. I know Mark Ryan's big into it, but he's only like 8 million. I forget what Moriarty's is.
No, no, Mark Ryan beat me now because he beat all five planets last night. So he was all excited.
Yeah. I forget what Moriarty's high score is, but it's insane.
It's like 51.
Oh, there you go. You're beating him even then. Look at that. Look at you go, Nate underscore Wit.
Look at you go, Nate Wit.
I tell you.
I like when you say Nate Wit, it almost sounds like you're saying Nitwit.
No, oh, okay. I wonder if he thought that on purpose.
I don't know.
Ryan asked me. And this is a different Ryan, I think.
Right.
We want to say this. He writes into beyond@IGN.com.
Yeah.
Will you ever go for the platinum for Mod Nation Racers? You've got the hardest trophies out of the way, and those remaining are attainable for boosting. He's looked at my trophies. He's on this. Mod Nation Racers is that one game that I want a platinum, and I've chipped away at forever. You know what I mean? Like, when it first came out, I was doing the weekly updates and promoting my own content, so I got the golds that were when it was still insane, like how many likes you needed and how many create points you needed. I'm a level 30 racer and all that, so it's really just going back, and at this point, I need to like to get the where you body check other cars, 75 sideswipes, and then I need to do like, you know, a bunch of goofy ones. The Married Gamer from Twitter has offered before to devote a Saturday to let me to just laying down and letting me beat him. Like, I think I need like 70 more wins in first place to do it. So one day, yeah, but it's just so busy.
I love that guy.
Yeah, nice. He's great. That's nice of the Married Gamer.
He's a great dude.
He's a good guy. I just want to say that I used to be so excited for Mod Nation Racers on the Vita. That was like the number one game I was looking forward to, and now I just haven't even played it.
Yeah, because of my review.
Well, that and yeah, like the online thing.
I gotcha. Ben writes and he says Beyond.
Beyond.
I have a bit of a concern. When I'm on my PlayStation Vita and logged into the PSN, it doesn't show me online when I'm on my PS3 on my other account. It doesn't even show how long I've been offline for. Is this a problem everyone else is having? Well, yeah, Ben, but it's not really a problem. But yes, right now when you're on a PlayStation 3, you don't see your Vita friends online. And in fact, if you accessed the PSN with a Vita and then you went offline, you get buried on your people's friends list. It pops you, it kicks you all the way back down, and there is no timetable for how long you've been offline. It's a weird little thing. They'll fix it eventually.
Isn't it with trophies too? Like, you can see PS3 trophies from the Vita, but you can't see Vita trophies from the PS3.
Correct. Yeah,
that is correct. Yeah,
I assume they'll fix that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of little stuff they want to go through, I'm sure, and fix in the back end. Maybe that's what the maintenance that was supposed
to happen
today.
Do you think they really will, though? Do you think they'll go back and fix that stuff?
Yeah, because that's just goofy little things that you're trying to launch a handheld and get a bunch of other stuff done. You're like, well, I can fix that later. Like, there's like, you know, how many problems on this list to get taken care of?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm sure.
All right, final question. Jackson Lee. He wrote into beyond@IGN.com just like you can. So write into beyond@IGN.com. I was wondering, how are you guys setting the standards for reviewing Vita games? Are they mostly being compared to their console counterparts, example FIFA, Rayman, Marvel vs. Capcom, being put among other handheld experiences, example 3DS, PSP, or are you guys comparing the standards only within the Vita titles, even though it would presumably be different to... even though it'd be hard to do that, I'm going to say. Yeah, I understand that. Jackson Lee. I mean, we're reviewing the games as they stand, would be the way I would say. Yeah. I mean, like, as far as, like, comparing them to their console counterparts, for direct ports, that makes sense. For Rayman Origins, you want to talk about how multiplayer got dropped, and now you can do the pinch and pull, and there's time trials, right?
Yep.
And then for Marvel vs. Capcom, it's similar. You know, you want to talk about great port, really feels well, but that's because they're specific ports. Uncharted, I mentioned Uncharted 1 a few times in my review, and that, you know, don't expect things from Uncharted 3 to be here, but that stood as its own. I think mainly they're standing as their own. You want to talk about how they're comparing to the pool of games that are out now, how they feel and play themselves, you know what I mean? What kind of content you're getting out of them.
It's also the nature of the launch of a new system that, like, right now, all we have to compare it to is, like, console games and stuff we've seen before, whereas, like, 2 years from now, obviously, you'll compare it to other Vita games.
Yeah. So.
A little context never hurt.
Yeah, that's all
I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, buddy.
This guy's standing.
Clements, you got so tired. You were all energetic.
Oh, I just started yawning, and then I got sleepy and comfy.
It's like when a puppy runs around in circles, and
then I get all sleepy.
Down.
I get all tuckered out. I'm ready for bed. Just curl me up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Podcast Beyond, episode 229.
Yeah.
If you like Podcast Beyond, tell all your friends about it. Make sure you go and rate us there on the iTunes. Say how much you like us. Come to the IGN.com, though. That's what pays the bills. You can come there. You can download the show. You can read articles that we then talk about here. Usually our articles are more thought out than the gibberish we've spud at you this time.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Beyond that, Beyond. Follow IGN on Twitter at IGN. Follow me on Twitter at GameOverGreggy. Follow Ryan on Twitter at PwomCider. Follow Goldfarb on Twitter at Garfep, which stands for Greg Always Regrets Fucking Elderly People.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's what it stands for.
Oh, okay.
This is an old Beyond. I guess forgot. You blocked
it
out.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because this is my first podcast with Ryan Clements.
Oh, all right. So you weren't even on that show. Yeah. Thanks for listening, man. Thanks for figuring out what's going on. Hmm. Follow Colin at No Taxation. One day he'll stop reviewing Mass Effect 3 and he'll come back to shows. So that'll be fun. Until then, Ryan, take me home.
Sounds good. Greg, we have a special song today.
A special song?
Yeah. It's from someone we know.
Who?
The Mike Mitchell.
The Mike Mitchell. You can follow The Mike Mitchell at The Mike Mitchell on Twitter.
Yeah,
you
can. Mike Mitchell writes, Beyond, what's up, guys? First off, I just want to thank each of you guys for being such a great friend to me. It feels like I've known you guys my whole life.
He's, by the way, ass.
Referring to me, Colin, and Greg.
Oh, thanks.
But in reality, it hasn't been very long at all. Regardless, you're my Caucasian brothers, and I'll gladly help you cover up any murder you ever commit.
Mm. He must have gone to Baylor.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys have talked. Now, I know I've talked to you guys about sending in a song for a long, long time, but today I'm finally doing it. Quote, oh shit. I would be honored if you would play my cover of James Morrison's You Make It Real at the end of the show this week. My buddy Kalen Perkins is on the guitar, and I'm fittingly on the mic.
Hi, Mike Mitchell. Mike.
I don't get it.
We can. We also recorded a video alongside the audio, which can be found by searching for, quote, CTP983. On YouTube. That's, I think, the channel name, right?
You probably just also search for You Make It Real to Me cover.
You Make It Real.
Mike Mitchell, maybe, hopefully.
Anyway, thanks for taking shots at me on the air when I'm not able to defend myself, assholes. With love, Mike Mitchell, Beyond. Mike, I would like to point out, I always speak kindly to you on
you
the
never
air.
Do that.
I always do. Point out a time when I've made fun of Mike Mitchell on
I
the
don't
air.
Have that kind of information.
But off the air, you just never stop me.
Anyway, I would like to point out that our friend Mike Mitchell is a fucking phenomenal singer. So
yeah, he's really good.
You guys can enjoy his cover of James Morrison's You Make It Real. Right now.
Beyond!
Beyond.
Beyond.
Ooh, there's so much craziness surrounding me. There's so much going on. It gets hard to breathe when all my faith has gone. You bring it back to me. You make it real for me. When I'm not sure about my priorities, when I lost sight of where I'm meant to be, like holy water washing over me. You make it real for me, yeah, yeah. And I'm running to you, baby, 'cause you are the only one who saved me. That's why I've been missing you lately, 'cause you make it real for me. Oh, when my head is strong, but my heart is weak, I'm full of arrogance and uncertainty. When I can't find the words, teach my heart to speak. You make it real for me. And everybody's talking in words I don't understand. You got to be the only one who knows just who I am. Oh, you're shining in the distance. I hope I can make it through. 'Cause the only place that I want to be is right back home with you. Ooh. And I guess there's so much more I have to learn, but if you're here with me, I know which way to turn. You always get me somewhere I can run. You make it real for me, yeah, yeah. And I'll run into you, baby. 'Cause you, the only one who saved me. That's why I've been missing you lately. 'Cause you make it real for me. Make it real for me.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.